Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing today? Hey, can you do that introduction? I want you to do that introduction. This is a part of our daily disciplines, our rituals. Listening to this podcast every single day, we build trust in ourselves by doing the things that we know we should do to build a life that we want, and that's listening to this podcast. We build trust in other people because, hey, we can plan our day around somebody coming through me that I'm going to post this podcast. Here we are on Morning Connection podcast number 69 days in a row. You can plan your day around somebody else. You're building trust in other people because you know to get the life that you want, you can't just be awesome and dedicated and focused all by yourself. You need the help of other people. You have to create win-win situations with other people, and you have to know the skill set to motivate, to inspire other people, to meet their needs while they help you create that win-win situation. And it's a skill set involved to be able to schmooze, to be able to lock in to what they want most, not just what you have to offer. And then, you know, feel that need. Again, a way of thinking, a mindset, it's a skill set. And we got to get on that path, on that journey. We got to know how important it is, right? And that takes trust in other people. Trust in yourself, trust in other people. One of the daily disciplines that we do, listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day, right? And I want you to be a part of it. This is something that we do together. This is good for you. It's good for me. It's good for all of us like-minded people who want the best of our out of our bodybuilding training efforts. We want to look good. We want to feel healthy. We want to be healthy. And we want that better overall quality of life, getting the things, having the options in life of all the things that we really want. And we start with the way we think, and that leads to the actions that we take every single day. And for some of us, it's the actions that we don't take every day, those things that are pushing us away. And I want you to be a part by doing your Morning Connection podcast. Just record that. Send it to me in an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. I've got quite a few of them already. I want to kind of get them all loaded up in the bank, so to speak, and I'll edit them in to the Morning Connection podcast introduction, and we'll get a whole string of them rolling together. So participate. I want you to be a part of this show, and I have a prize for you when I use your Morning Connection introduction. So here we are at Saturday morning. I don't know what that means to you. Saturday morning, I don't know if you're a Monday through Friday workout kind of guy. I don't know if you're a Monday through Friday work kind of guy. And so Saturday is your day to relax. I don't know if you have the kind of job that you work on the weekends. I had that job from the time I started working at 16. Working at the grocery store probably until about the age of 27. Man, I worked nights and weekends all the time. Man, that sucked. I didn't know it sucked, right? I didn't know any different. And while everybody else was relaxing and having fun in their parties and get-togethers on nights and weekends, man, I was there working at the grocery store all the time while they were all in their shorts and having fun. And, I don't know, getting their hot dogs or beer or whatever for their parties on the holidays, on the nights, the weekends. I was there working all the time. That sucked, right? But all part of the process makes me appreciate my time a lot more. Now, I don't know if that's the case for you. I don't know what a weekend is to you, but I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Man, I slept in today. I slept in till 7 o'clock today, and man, did that feel good. But it wasn't because of the sleep that made me feel good. I have to say, man, I have been productive. I've been tackling projects that must get done. They must get done for me to take my Mass Machine Nutrition business to the next level. A whole bunch of skill sets that were rather new to me, really pressed, you know, me mentally and physically and emotionally. And finally got all those things done. This is probably the first time in a long time that I don't have some major, major project that must get done weighing me down with all the pressure and the pressure to get that done. It's probably one of the first times that I have, you know, a little break and all the pressure. And I think that's why I slept so well last night. So I'm in a good place, but this is the time where this shows you what you're really made of. Do you start saying, hey, I don't got this pressure on me. I don't have this pressure on me, so I'm going to take it easy. And then you wake up later thinking, oh, I wasted that time. I took it easy for too long. Or do you just pour it on? Do you just act like you do have that pressure? You create more things right away, and you get to that higher and higher level faster. All right, so we'll see, you know, how I do. But I'm definitely enjoying these this little bit of break and the stress and feeling good that I pressed myself in that manner, finally got some things done. I do now get to work on the projects that I've got going on. So many fun, interesting projects. I've talked a lot about my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. Talked to so many people in our fitness industry. And I'm so excited because I think that can help so many people that sometimes don't even realize how much it can help them. I can see it from sitting from everything I've experienced, going through this my whole fitness journey and witnessing the really thousands of people around the world who have gone along this journey. And now I'm, you know, worked hard, man, had to come up with some tough realizations to get this point. I can see things a lot differently now. And I see it on the Facebook, on the Twitter, all our fitness community. I just really know that this can be have a big impact on a lot of people who, in our fitness world, who are kind of going through some the same patterns of thinking and doing that I have, that I see like all over, and they're frustrated. This isn't about me telling them what to do with their life or what they should be doing with their life. They're frustrated that they can't seem to get their hard work and they're doing the right things. You know, they're accomplished, but they can't get to that higher quality of life that they really want to get to. And they can't figure out what the missing pieces to the puzzle might be to get it, right? And I just really believe in my book there's going to be a lot of things that are going to help a lot of people. So I get to work on things like that. I have other projects that I did. One is a lot of things about the Mass Machine training program and all the nuances, the things that I've learned over 25 years, the things that you're not going to read in some book or really in some article, right? Really took the time. And what I did is I went through a particular workout and 3 weeks, because it's like an 8 to 10 week cycle of training where you do the same routine for 8 to 10 weeks in a row before you take your week off. And so what I did is train just totally balls to the wall, going for it, right? And I recorded in an audio manner like this, weeks 1, 5, and 10, right? So every step along the process. And what I did, didn't like, you know, in the middle of the set, well, I'm grunting, you know, not that. What I did is I recorded all my thoughts, all my actions, all the things that I need to keep in mind before every set, all the distinctions of the training strategy, again, my mindset, the things I observe, just all the things, like, you know, I constantly talk about my observations in this Morning Connection podcast, right? Well, this is being in the gym, every exercise, every set, every mindset, warming up, the heavy sets, what I can really do, did I really push myself, right? And so I did all the observations for every single exercise, every set, every single day in week 1, week 5, and then, you know, week 10. And so I'm just spitting out the 25 years of knowledge. And because that's 15 days of training, right, 5 different workouts, all the different exercises within there. I mean, within those 3 weeks, man, all the knowledge, all the insights that I came up with, you can really get a sense. It's like you're my training partner. And if you really want to bring your training up to the next level, I mean, all the knowledge, all the experience, all the insight, that will validate a lot of the things that you're doing well, but also it'll make you look at things in a different way. So I'm excited to get that all together for you. And what I envision is you'll download the podcast to your phone or to your iPod, and then you can go through that exact same training routine. I'll provide that for you. And then, you know, go through the whole thing. man, you go through that for 10 weeks listening to that, man, I can't see why that won't take, if you've been training for a year, that's got to spring you at least 5 years, 10 years further in the understanding of the process. And the more you understand and the more you feel comfortable, the more you validate the things that you do well, and then you really think about the things that you don't know quite yet because you're rather new to the process, you start thinking about them now, right, where you never would have considered that. You would have never considered that probably 5 or 10 years down the line. Now you can start thinking about it and working your way towards mastery. I just believe that this can take a person with 1 or 2 years of training and take them to the 10 level, year number 10 level of understanding just immediately. And then when you have your mind right, when you have the things that you do well validated, and then the things that you need to consider to improve upon, you're already thinking about it, then it's just all about you just putting forth all that passion and effort and that dedication that you have. So anyway, that's, you can tell I'm already excited about that. So now I get to do the projects, some of the projects that I love, but it's just not, you know, the right time. With Mass Machine Nutrition and all my other priorities, you know, I have to make sure that I don't just work hard, right? I'm using the highest and best use of time to go for that thing in life that I really, really want. So I'm in one of those little pockets of time where, you know, the hard work kind of has paid off, the stress, the immediate pressure has been relieved. And I'll tell you, that's interesting. You know, sometimes you don't even realize how much pressure or stress you're under that you put yourself. And I volunteer for all this, right? I can't complain, man. I'm doing what I love to do. I'm creating, connecting with you, providing tremendous value to other people. So I'm not complaining at all. The pressure that I'm putting on myself is self-imposed. And I totally accept that and appreciate that. But it's kind of like the old saying is that when you hit yourself with a hammer, it feels so good when you stop, right? It's kind of like, you know, you put yourself under so much pressure, you don't really realize how good it feels like when it's off for a little while, you know. So yesterday I thought I was going to be done with that chunk of work that I had to get done. I thought I was going to get done earlier in the morning, and I was envisioning this Friday where, man, I was going to be taking it off, right? Didn't really work out that way, but I did finish a little bit early. And I think if you listened to yesterday's podcast, I was going to go see a movie because, you know, that's what my wife and I used to always do every Friday night. That was our thing before the baby, right? And, you know, I don't have this just crazy, interesting life with all this stuff going on, right? So going to the movies on Friday night and having my popcorn or whatever, that's like a big deal to me. I tell you how boring my life is. No, you know, the thing is right now, at this point in my life, I have to focus. I have to be really dedicated to my vision of what I'm creating with my work. That's the stage I'm at. All those years of bodybuilding and traveling around and being on airplanes and worrying about my next meal and, you know, winning a bodybuilding, tremendous amount of focus and energy for many, many years. That put me in this position, but I kind of need to make up for it now. And I see all these people with their social media, Instagram, Facebook, they got all these amazing things going on and all these great photo opportunities. And the first thing I think is I'm going, no freaking way. There's no freaking way they have all the time to do all this stuff, right? How can they do all that, right? And it's not just, they're doing one thing like working out, they're going out to dinner and traveling, they're here, they're there, and plus they have all the alone time with their wife, it's date night, plus, oh, and then there's kid time, and thinking, wow, that's freaking amazing. You know, I don't want to be a hater. Sometimes I'm thinking, you know, has Facebook made us all just, we're just looking for photo ops all the time, you know, like, oh, I have to post something interesting about my life, right? I don't have any. Let's create something. So, I don't know. I'm envisioning, you know, this guy who's some type of fitness personality, right? He's driving with his girlfriend or his wife and looking at a a sunset, but he's on his way, I don't know, to the gym because he's got to get his workout in. But he notices the sunset. And he goes, wait, let's stop. Let's pull off the road. Take a picture of me to my back. Okay, I'm gonna be looking at the sunset and do a little silhouette. Let me do a little lat spread so my muscles are really big and I'm looking at the sunset. All right, honey, take that picture. Just taking the time. And then it gets posted on Facebook after his workout and after shoving in two more meals, because he does have an amazing physique. Just got to take time to appreciate the smaller things in life that really make life worth living. Here I am looking at the sunset, right? But really, that was about a 1 minute little photo opportunity, right? You can see another guy, like, he's busy, he's working, he's doing this. He sees his kid, oh, got to balance this out. I got to show him I have balance in life. You know, balance, balance, balance. Got to show these people they can have balance. Give me, here, listen, give me a picture with the baby. Smile. All right, here, take this kid. I got to get back to work. I got to get back to my workout. Right, I'm just wondering. We're creating these photo opportunities. That's not really our life. We feel the pressure to do that. Am I the only one that thinks about this stuff? Or do you guys too? Do too. So yeah, yesterday I went to go see a movie. Now, so the plan was I was going to see this movie, and I was going to come home and tag team. Then I'm going to take care of the baby, and then my wife is going to see it. She wasn't too interested, but you know, I thought it was, oh, I haven't been to a movie now in, you know, 7 weeks. Was kind of my thing with my wife, so I'm going to go see. And I went to go see Gravity at like 4:30 at night. Number one, 4:30 in the, I don't know, early evening, afternoon, whatever. And first thing is, it wasn't nearly as fun as I thought it was going to be. Being that, being there in the movie theater alone. Now, I don't have anything against being alone in a movie theater. I'm not concerned of, I don't know, going to the theater alone, or, hey, look at that loser, going to a movie alone. I don't really worry about those kind of things. But it just wasn't fun without my wife. Just going there alone, watch a movie. And so that was the first thing. Probably never going to do that again. So just isn't, you know, I realize it's not just about the movie, and it's about, you know, going there and getting out of the house, you know, with my wife. So that part didn't work out very well. The second thing was the movie Gravity. Now, I'm starting to think more and more and more, whatever the masses kind of think, and I don't see myself as this nonconformist guy. I think differently than the masses. But I'm just realizing whatever things that most people like, I'm starting to realize I don't really get it. It's not that I don't like it. I don't get what everybody likes about it so much, right? And then things that I like, oh, yeah, that was good. I don't know. I never saw myself as one of these iconoclast guys that goes against the grain, but I guess more and more I'm seeing that, you know, through social media, and you get everybody's opinions about everything. But I just don't get the whole Gravity thing, why that is such a great movie. And I'm not going to spoil it for those of you who, you know, have watched it. I mean, story pretty darn predictable. You could pretty much tell by the commercial what's going to happen the entire movie. And nope, there are no surprises. Exactly what I thought it was going to be. And I will say this. The part that I can pretty much tell, it's not rocket science, you know, ironically, and they do use that rocket science joke just like that in the movie, but it's not rocket science. I could pretty much figure out, you know, what was going to happen, but the part where, I guess, the big epiphany or whatever that she was going through, I have to admit, I fell asleep during that part. I don't know how long I was asleep, you know, but I can pretty much, you know, pretty much guess what the conversation she was having with herself. So when I woke up, it was like, I'm going to go get him, right? So I could pretty much figure out what the conversation was. But Can somebody explain to me why that was such an awesome movie? I just don't get it. And I really want to, besides you saying it's a great movie, can you please tell me why that was such a great movie? I really just want to understand. I'm starting to get a little concerned why I'm not getting all these things, Breaking Bad and all these things that you guys all love. I'm not getting them, so help me out there. So, hey, let's go through our ritual here. Even though it's Saturday, right? We'll pour it on, right? Let's go through our ritual. So what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? With all your high standards, with everything you demand, with all your consistency, with all your persistence, and all your achievements and accomplishments, you did something yesterday. Might have just been a little thing, but it's something that pushed you a little past what you normally do, what you're normally capable of, and you know it, right? It impressed even you. What was that thing? Big, small, somewhere in between. Then what was that cool moment where you said, whoa, you know, life is good. Life is good. One little small moment that made you appreciate how your life is going. I know we always want more. We're always driving for more. We want better things and more options, and that's all great. That's healthy to drive for more. But we got to take the time. You know, what was that small? It could just be a little feeling, a little motion, something that you notice. Maybe you really did stop and look at the sunset, and it was more than just a Facebook photo op, right? You know, I think for me, if I were to say that, give you a hint of the stuff that I look for those cool moments, is I couldn't wait to get home from that movie to be with my wife and baby. I could not wait. And that was an awesome, awesome feeling. Again, if you know my story, to get to this point in my life and not putting value on it the way that I do and my whole evolution, my man formation, I think you can see why. What a transformation than when I was that guy on the road all over the world or whatever for so many years. But I just could not wait to get home. There's no place I would have rather been in my life than with my wife and baby. You know, I couldn't have got home from the couple hours by myself watching the movie to be with my family. That was my cool moment. So what was it for you? And now we're going to do the other thing. We're going to visualize, and we're going to visualize that thing in life that we want, what we really, really want. It could be a thing, a possession, an achievement. I don't know, if you're a bodybuilder and you finally want to enter a contest, it's you standing on stage with the overall trophy. Maybe it's the house of your dream, the car of your dream. Maybe it's the woman of your dream or the man of your dream. If you're a woman listening to this podcast, maybe it could just be a place in the world that you've always wanted to go. Maybe you were on the beach in Hawaii. What is it that you really, really want? It doesn't have to be the big thing. We can go for all the things in life that we really want. And when we're on podcast number 222, you may have evolved to something just totally outrageous that this person who you are today could never even imagine even dreaming of, to thinking of, visualizing, right? But we'll get more and more muscle the more and more we exercise, right? So close your eyes for a moment. Think about that thing that you really want. I'm going to do this too. All right, you got it in your mind? Yeah, that's that thing that you really want. Make sure it's something that you really want. All right, so those are our daily disciplines, our exercise that we do every single day on this morning connection podcast, getting stronger and stronger and stronger physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychology, the whole thing, becoming the total package, and it's just directing our thoughts and our emotions every single day, practicing, exercising, you know, sticking to our commitment to work on this. I had one of my coaching clients yesterday, and something interesting, this guy's really accomplished, right? And so when we first did our first consultation, I said, wow, you're really accomplished. I mean, this guy's very well in business and does very well in business. And, you know, he's got his physique totally mastered. And so, okay, cool. You know, and I understand it doesn't matter how accomplished you are. We all want more. And we have to. We have to keep on taking it higher and higher levels if we're going to be happy. We'll get bored if we don't, right? And we also don't want to just stop and smell the roses for so long And then we realized later that we could have gotten so much more. We needed to do so much more, but we wasted all this time smelling the roses. So I understand that no matter what a person has accomplished, you know, they want more and more and more. So that's the first thing I had him do, is identify what it is that he wanted, right? Because how do I know? It's his life. You know, he puts it together any way he wants. And so he identified something that was important to him. And I said, okay, cool. And so the thing is that whether it's important to somebody else, whether I think it's important, I mean, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It matters what he thinks, right? And so, you know, one of the things as a coach, as a mentor through these coaching sessions, give you assignments every single week. And one of the assignments was, I want you to tell me why this is so important to you. All the reasons why, right? And I did that like for three consecutive weeks. And he's a really hardworking guy that puts his heads down. He's a man of action. You know, not all this thinking stuff, right? And I can appreciate that. But I said, you know, when you get really clear on what it is you want, you know, it's all the action you take will become, you'll become more efficient with it, right? So I did that for about 3 weeks. Didn't really follow up on the assignment. You know, I don't just blast my students. You know, it's, we're in this together. You know, we have time, 3, 6, 12 month stints. So I don't have to, you know, come on a person with a ton of bricks. You know, but like for 3 consecutive weeks, he didn't really do the assignment. And when we started the coaching session, he just really talked about what he accomplished, where he's going, what he's doing next, right? And, you know, I could sense that, man, he's going to, I just don't know why this is so important. He hasn't really sold me on why, with everything he's accomplished, why this thing that some people would say isn't important, right? But it's, he says it's important to him. How he's going to have enough, I don't know, determination or passion to really, you know, do this with everything else he's got going on. I mean, I can really see where a person would say, that's not important in hell. Look at everything else I'm doing. I'm going to stick to the things that I'm great at. Yeah, I guess I want that, but that's not important. But it was important to him, or so he said. And it still may be, but the exercises, I don't know his life. I don't know his experiences. I don't know his pains to why this is so important to do this. So he didn't do it for 3 weeks. And then in our session yesterday, he was like, you know what? I don't see the purpose of doing all of this stuff. I got all this great stuff going on. You know what? Why am I doing that? And I don't know why you're doing that. You know, I mean, why you're going for that. That's what I've been asking you to figure out. You know, and so we're not giving up on that thing. But now he realizes the importance of really taking the time to figure out what is, you know, why it's so important to you to accomplish the thing that you say you want to do. Not just getting in there and working on it and then halfway through going, why am I doing this again? You need to get really clear on what that is. So again, we're not giving up on that thing. It must have been important to him with all the things that he's got going on. I shared a strategy with him that I did on myself to get me to where I am right now. As far as, you know, with everything I accomplished, this, you know, doesn't mean that what you've done in the past isn't great. It's just that extra thing on top, you know, pouring it on even when you don't have to. For whatever reason, it's important to you. And so, you know, with everything, whatever I accomplished, plus the bodybuilding, the training, whatever, you know, for me, it was about Mass Machine Nutrition, a goal. I started the process, trademarked the name, like 8 years before I actually launched the company. And I was still a competitive bodybuilder back then. So, you know, I still had all those things going on. But it was, for me, it was about starting Mass Machine Nutrition. It was about, you know, being in a loving, committed relationship, married, family, and all those other things that for me in life. And again, that's not taken away from all the accomplishments, all the achievements, all the people's lives I touched all around the world, all the travel I've done in all the world, the articles and all that, and, you know, commercials and doing what I love to do, quitting my regular job to go for my dreams. I mean, it's not taking away from any of that, but it's wanting more. And sometimes when you're fat and happy, or you think you're fat and happy, right? Sometimes it's hard to dig really deep and do those extra hours. It's kind of what I'm talking about right now, that, I'm at this point where the high pressure, must get done things are now completed for this phase of this particular month, right? It's not going to last long, but now it's this time to do all those other things that can really elevate you to that next level, right? What do you do? That's when things get hard. I mean, when your back's up against the wall, that's the easiest. You must get it done. It's when things aren't quite so important. So the strategy I shared with him is, instead of, painting my life, well, it's good anyway, look at all these great things I got going on. What I did is I focused on the areas of my life that I didn't have, because I didn't put focus or attention. I didn't break down the strategies and the ways to get there. I didn't think about them. I didn't focus on them because my mind was somewhere else. And so instead of thinking, well, it's all right, whatever I did in my mind to make it okay to not have those things and concentrate on the other things that I was doing and accomplishing, I did just the opposite. Instead of rationalizing why it's okay to not have those things, I did just the opposite. I used the most unflattering language for me not having those things in life. If this means this, and how is that going to feel the day you die? And how is life without this? I just spun it like the kind of person who doesn't have those things, who doesn't focus on those things, who doesn't work for those things. I spun it in the worst way possible. It's kind of like the analogy is like, when a woman is overweight, right? And she knows she should get in shape. I mean, not that she wants to put a gun to her head for being overweight, but she knows she should be overweight. But, she's got a great personality. People love her. So she never really attacks losing that weight. And I guess this could be a guy too, but you'll see why I'm not using a guy in this story, this analogy, right? So instead, because she's okay, people love her, she may want to lose weight, but it's just really not that important. And so what she'll say is, I love my curves, or I'm not fat, I'm just pleasantly plump. Spin it in whatever way to take off that pain, right, of not doing and achieving that thing that she wants. She spins it in a positive way. Well, what I did is I just spun everything in the worst possible way. That's disgusting, a person like me who doesn't do that with all my gifts and all my talents. And look what you could be doing to helping your family and this and that. And what do you think you're doing? How long are you going to be doing that? You're going to go to your deathbed and not experience these things? Don't you have more to offer the world than this and that? I mean, again, I was just creative in the negative way, just spun it just horribly, right? Because we can spin everything in life where it's the greatest thing in the world or it's the worst thing in the world. It's not what other people think, it's what we think and how we manipulate our mind. And so, I use that as a way to stimulate my thought. Interesting, right? Kind of the opposite of what we tend to do, right? So anyway, so that's his assignment to do it. And like I said, that's something that I did that I really gave me more insight on why I really wanted to make my transition, my manformation in life. So just some things to think about on this Saturday morning. Have a great weekend. Hey, but even though it's Saturday, tomorrow's Sunday, we'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.